Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Amy Held. Former President Trump's second impeachment trial gets underway Tuesday. But first, NPR's Giles Snyder reports Trump's legal team has some paperwork to file by tomorrow.
The former president's attorneys are facing a deadline to file their pre-trial brief, their written response to the charge against him that Trump incited insurrection when he spoke to thousands of supporters before the January 6 chaos at the Capitol. The attack led to 5 deaths, including that of a Capitol police officer. The Nine House impeachment managers laid out their own argument in a pre-trial brief filed last week, saying Trump aimed the protesters like a loaded cannon at the U.S. Capitol. They asked Trump to testify, but he declined, with his legal team calling the request a publicity stunt. Presentations begin Tuesday. 17 Republicans would have to join all 50 Democratic votes to reach the two-thirds needed to convict him. Giles Snyder, NPR News.
Tens of thousands of protesters are taking to the streets once again in Myanmar after Monday's coup. Michael Sullivan reports the internet has been restored to the country's biggest city, but the backlash against the military authorities who cut it is only growing.
The protests aren't just continuing, they're growing, with tens of thousands turning out in Yangon, shouting anti-military slogans and demanding the release of Aung San Suu Kyi and others detained since last Monday. The protests are taking place despite an internet blackout that now appears to be easing. Many protesters carried the red peacock flags of Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, their arms held up in the three-fingered salute of defiance from the Hunger Games films, passing drivers honking their support. Despite a heavy police presence, there's been no violence reported in Yangon so far, though shots have reportedly been fired at a demonstration in the border town of Mayawati. For NPR News, I'm Michael Sullivan in Chiang Rai.
The Pope is coming down against the military leaders in his Sunday address. From St. Peter's Square, Francis today expressed his solidarity with the people of Myanmar. The head of the UN Food Agency, David Beasley, says they've reached a deal with Ethiopia to allow aid workers to better access the northern region of Tigray. The BBC's Mary Harper has more.
Following a visit to Tigray, Mr. Beasley said nearly 3 million people were in urgent need of help. The UN and other agencies have repeatedly complained about not being able to reach those most at risk. The Ethiopian government has downplayed reports that people are starving. It says it's provided food aid to nearly 2 million people. It's difficult to verify this because of a media blackout. All sides in the conflict have been accused of grave human rights abuses, including using rape and starvation as weapons of war.
The BBC's Mary Harper. You're listening to NPR News. Sarah Thomas is making history once again today. The NFL's first full-time female official will be on the field in Tampa for the Super Bowl. NPR's Tom Goldman reports she's working the game when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers take on the defending champion Kansas City Chiefs.
On-field officials don't necessarily like the spotlight. It usually means they've blown a call. But Sarah Thomas is used to it. She's attracted national attention since 2015 when she began her string of NFL firsts. First full-time female official, first female to officiate a playoff game, and now the Super Bowl. Thomas knows eyes will drift occasionally from Sunday's star quarterbacks Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes to the sideline where she'll be positioned as the down judge, focused on her job but knowing girls like her young daughter are watching.
And I want her to know seeing it, believing it, and you can do it.
Thomas is unique in the NFL, but part of a growing number of women officiating at the highest levels of men's professional sports. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
It's another day of brutal cold in the central part of the country as Arctic air remains locked across the plains and parts of the Midwest. Wind chills in some areas are as cold as negative 50 degrees. Meantime, farther east, snow is forecast to move from the mid-Atlantic up through New England. Afghanistan received a 500,000 doses of AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine from India today. But the first such vaccines in the country can't be used just yet. Afghanistan is awaiting emergency approval from the World Health Organization first. I'm Amy Held in Washington, and you're listening to NPR News.